with dynamite. Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. A Kansas judge has blocked enforcement of a state ban on telemedicine abortions, the first significant abortion-related court ruling in the state since voters in August rejected a proposal that would have upheld the ban. Shawnee County District Court Judge Teresa Watson approved a temporary injunction the day before Thanksgiving that prohibits enforcement of a ban, which lawmakers have approved multiple times the past decade. And the annual Folk Arts Festival is this weekend in Liberal. J.P. Bizet has more.
This year marks the 55th annual Folk Arts Festival. There will be over 70 assorted craftsmen from Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, Colorado, and Nebraska at the Seward County Activity Center from 9:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Saturday and noon to 5 on Sunday. The event is free. Pictures with Santa will also be available, so be sure to bring your cameras.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Are you among the millions of Americans living with chronic pain? If so, you may think prescription opioids are the solution. The truth is, the benefits of opioids are limited. Opioids only mask the pain. Opioids also come with serious side effects, ranging from nausea to withdrawal symptoms to overdose. As many as 25% of people who are prescribed opioids struggle with addiction. And those who are addicted to opioids are 40 times more likely to move on to heroin. No one wants to live in pain, but no one should put their health at risk to be pain-free. There is another choice, physical therapy. Physical therapists treat pain through movement and exercise, no warning labels required, and you get to be an active participant in your care. Choose to treat your pain safely. Choose physical therapy. Visit moveforwardpt.com to find a physical therapist near you. This public service announcement is brought to you by the American Physical Therapy.
Avoid making multiple stops as you shop this holiday season for family, friends, that special someone, and don't forget, you. From gifts to festive decor, find everything you need at JCPenney. JCPenney offers many ways to shop, in-store, online, and offers in-store pickup. And holiday shopping can be a breeze with the ease of online shopping with the JCPenney app. This shopping message is sponsored by JCPenney. JCPenney promises to help you unlock the holiday season with more gifts for less.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Director Tanya N. Garfield of the U.S. Small Business Administration's Disaster Field Operations Center West reminds small non-farm businesses in 27 Kansas counties and neighboring counties in Nebraska of the December 19, 2022 deadline to apply for an SBA federal disaster loan for economic injury. These low-interest loans are to offset economic losses because of reduced revenues caused by drought in primary counties that began February 22nd of 2022. That includes locally in Norton County, among others, and neighboring Kansas counties include Decatur, Ellsworth, Graham, Phillips, and Sheridan, among others. The neighboring Nebraska counties include Furnas, Gage, Harlan, Jefferson, Knuckles, Pawnee, and Thayer. According to Garfield, small non-farm businesses, small agricultural cooperatives, small businesses engaged in aquaculture, and most private nonprofit organizations of any size may apply for economic injury disaster loans of up to $2 million to help meet working capital needs caused by the disaster. And economic injury disaster loans may be used to pay fixed debts, payroll, accounts payable, and other bills that cannot be paid because of the disaster's impact. Garfield stated that the SBA eligibility covers both the economic impacts on businesses dependent on farmers and ranchers that have suffered agricultural production losses caused by the disaster and businesses directly impacted by the disaster. Economic injury assistance is available regardless of whether or not the applicant suffered any property damage. By law, SBA makes economic injury disaster loans available when the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture designates an agricultural disaster and the Secretary declared this disaster on April 18th of 2022. Businesses primarily engaged in farming or ranching are not eligible for SBA disaster assistance. Agricultural enterprises should contact the Farm Services Agency about the U.S. Department of Agriculture assistance made available by the Secretary's declaration. However, nurseries are eligible for SBA disaster assistance in drought disasters. Applicants may apply online, receive additional disaster assistance information, and download applications at disasterloanassistance.sba.gov. And applicants may also call SBA's Customer Service Center at 800-659-2955. Fort Hays State University is looking for volunteers to participate in the university's annual toy building event. The Dr. Fred R. Ruta Teaming Up for Tots or Tough Day is set for 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. this Saturday, December 3rd, in the wood shop at Fort Hays State University's Center for Applied Technology. The Department of Applied Technology is asking Santa's helpers of all ages to come and participate in the year's Tough Day, as all are welcome to volunteer for the toy production, although children 12 and under must be accompanied by an adult. Since 1990, faculty, staff, and community members have gathered on the first Saturday in December to assemble toys for children aged 2 to 6 who might not otherwise receive gifts for the holidays. Jobs will include sanding, running parts from station to station, putting on wheels, attaching components, and finish work, and those with experience will be able to run some machine operations. Volunteers can come and go as it fits into their schedule. Students in Materials, Processes, and Production class, taught by Associate Professor Zach Pixler, produced several designs for the toy. Mr. Pixler and Mr. Kim Stewart, the department chair, then chose the design, and the winning design for this year is a space shuttle. Like all the toys made for this event over the years, this year's toy will be handcrafted entirely of wood. Wilson students cut out the individual pieces beforehand in preparation for the Saturday toy building event, and the many hours of planning and pre-production put in by the Fort Hays State University students will allow volunteers to complete more than 200 toys in one morning. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has partnered with a public charity of the National Rockefeller Foundation in providing a second round of free at-home COVID-19 tests to households in every Kansas community. Households across the Sunflower State can visit accesscovidtest.org to place an order for an additional 5 at-home COVID-19 test kits, which Amazon will deliver directly to homes. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment said in a news release that testing before gatherings is one way to prevent spreading COVID-19 to family and friends, and frequent testing is especially important for those with more exposure outside the home, such as kids in school or people who spend time in group settings. And by visiting accesscovidtest.org, Kansans will be able to enter their zip code to order the free rapid at-home COVID-19 test kits. Those needing more support in ordering more COVID-19 test kits can call 866-534-3463. If you need additional testing, you can visit knowbeforeyougoks.com to find a free testing site in your community. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
The Norton County Hospital's Rehabilitation Department has made the move to a new location, and there's much more to the transition than just a physical address. For example, the department offers virtual visits as well as more space and additional equipment, and an added benefit is that patients can pull right up to the door in their vehicles. Department Manager Keelan Jacobs said this move provides an opportunity to expand upon what the outpatient rehab has offered up until this point. Jacobs said they have great staff and wonderful therapists who treat patients really, really well, and they've always had very high patient satisfaction survey results. Norton County Hospital Rehabilitation is primarily an outpatient therapy operation. The facility offers physical, occupational, and speech therapy, and therapists also treat patients who are being treated in the hospital. With a virtual component, patients are able to mix in virtual visits with in-person appointments, and people may feel more comfortable checking in virtually. This option is also desirable for patients who have to travel quite a distance to the hospital, and it's a great advantage for people who need an element of flexibility to accommodate their daily schedules. Sometimes a preferred therapist is not available at the facility. However, that person may be available for a virtual session, and this helps with program adherence. The more a patient likes a particular therapist, the greater the chance that a patient will keep up with his or her therapy. Fortunately, there's no real difference between scheduling a virtual visit and an in-person one. Patients can call the outpatient rehab office as they would normally do. Patients can find the new location at 711 North Norton Avenue and can make an appointment by calling 785-874-2222. The Norton County Community Foundation awarded $6,898 in the October and November grant cycles, and those funds were part of the Dane G. Hansen Community Grant Fund, which offers financial support to qualifying and deserving projects and programs in Northwest Kansas. The grant fund supported the Norton Community Garden Coalition, which received $1,620 for new site development, Valley Hope Association Foundation, which received $4,388 for lecture hall furniture, and USD 211, which received $890 for the 2023 Wichita Area Model UN. Funds were awarded to the Norton Community Garden Coalition to develop their community garden and water at a new site provided by the City of Norton. The coalition was notified in August of 2021 that they would need to move from the Road E1 location as the County Commission wished to sell the property, so their new site will be east of Norton off Pound Road. Volunteers have been working on the setup this fall in hopes that the garden will be ready for the 2023 season. The Norton Community Garden Coalition was formed in 2017 with the mission to provide all citizens of Norton County the opportunity to grow and have access to fresh food through collaborative, environmentally friendly gardening efforts. According to the grant application submitted by Valley Hope Association Foundation, Valley Hope of Norton's lecture hall is in need of new chairs and tables. A large portion of the patient's treatment occurs in this space, and the space is also utilized for regular alumni events with community involvement. This upgrade will not only increase the patient's comfort and treatment experience, but will also create an environment that is conducive for effective learning. Grant funds were awarded to purchase the chairs, which were specifically selected to be comfortable and durable for years to come. Grant funds were also awarded to USD 211 to send 9 delegates and 1 sponsor to the Wichita Area Model United Nations event on Friday, January 20th of 2023. The students will work prior to the date by researching and preparing a position paper on their country's stand for each of the 2 topics selected by the Wichita Area Model United Nations Committee. Then the delegates and sponsor will travel to Wichita to participate in the Model United Nations General Assembly sessions. According to sponsor Becky Jones, attending the Wichita Area Model United Nations will allow students to employ research skills, writing skills, high-level thinking skills, and have an opportunity to express ideas and brainstorm solutions to 2 global issues in a problem-solving activity about world crisis. This activity will cultivate skills that students will use on the college level. The guidelines and application for the Hansen Community Grant can be found on the Norton County Community Foundation's website at nortoncf.org. The applications are due the last day of the month to be considered for the next month's funding, and for more information, you can contact Bethany Shirk at 785-874-5106, email Bethany at nortoncf.org, or visit the Norton County Community Foundation office at the Heaton Building in downtown Norton, located at 112 South Kansas Street. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
You work hard for your money. Shouldn't your money work hard for you? It can at Solutions North Bank. For a limited time only, Solutions North Bank is offering a 15-month CD special. With a minimum deposit of $1,000, earn 3.38% APY on the first 15 months. Some restrictions apply. Come into Solutions North Bank today and get your money working for you. Solutions built on service, stability, and security. Member FDIC.
When you've got bugs, we don't want a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration announced on Monday that its decision to deny the joint application from many organizations related to agriculture, including the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and the Livestock Marketing Association, for an exemption from certain provisions in the hours of service rules. The requested exemption was made on behalf of drivers who transport livestock, insects, and aquatic animals. The applicants requested approval for drivers after 10 consecutive hours off duty to drive through the 16th consecutive hour after coming on duty, and to drive a total of 15 hours during the 16-hour period. FMCSA analyzed the application and public comments and has determined that the exemption would not achieve a level of safety that is equivalent to or greater than the level that would be achieved absent such an exemption. Kansas U.S. Senator Dr. Roger Marshall issued a statement saying he was disappointed that the administration once again failed to listen to the farmers and ranchers who knew what is best for their animals. He says hauling live animals presents unique challenges that the one-size-fits-all hours of service rule does not accommodate. Rejecting the request, Dr. Marshall says, keeps a layer of bureaucracy and red tape on an industry that is already struggling to find workers and meet consumer demand. And the National Corn Growers Association is praising Ag Secretary Vilsack with his meeting with Mexican President Obrador to discuss the looming decree proposed by the Mexican president that would ban imports of biotech corn into the country of Mexico. That meeting took place yesterday. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. A strong cold front sweeping through Kansas today. We have cold air coming in behind it, along with gusty wind and a few snow showers. Wind will stay gusty through the afternoon out of the northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour and gusting up to 30. Not a lot of precipitation with this system, at least for Kansas, but some snow showers will be possible in our northwest counties and a few snow showers or flurries in the eastern counties later on. The cold air has already moved into western and central Kansas, but it will take a little while longer to arrive over the eastern counties, although temperatures there will be dropping through the afternoon. On the map, heading into this afternoon, the cold front is over east central Kansas, causing gusty wind and some snow showers. Low pressure is near the panhandles. We have warm and humid air coming in from the south. Severe thunderstorms are likely this afternoon in the Gulf Coast areas and the Mississippi Valley all the way up into the Midwest. So if you have friends or relatives there, you might want to let them know. Tornadoes will be possible in the lower Mississippi Valley this afternoon. Overnight, cloud cover will be moving out. That'll allow our low temperatures to drop into the single digits in the western high plains, teens in the central areas, upper teens and low 20s for eastern Kansas. A big high pressure system will take over our central plains weather pattern early tomorrow. It'll be fair but cold. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, mid to upper 20s with single digit overnight lows. Will be in the mid 30s north central, and tonight low to mid teens. Upper 40s and low 50s northeast, and upper teens to low 20s for the overnight hours. Southwest, upper 20s and low 30s for the afternoon. Tonight, we're in the single digits and low teens. Upper 30s and low 40s south central, upper teens and low 20s for the overnight. Southeast, upper 40s to mid 50s with mid 40s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Why should you add sustainable oils camelina to your crop rotation? Consider this. Sustainable oils camelina is the feedstock crop of choice for renewable diesel production, and demand is growing fast. It has strong drought tolerance, cold tolerance. It's easy to grow. You can plant it early so it doesn't bump up against your winter wheat harvest. You could even double crop for more income on the same acres. You'll have ground cover through the winter with all its biological benefits. We provide growing support all along the way. We'll pay you $300 per acre if you're new to growing sustainable oils camelina and get a certified stand. And here's the kicker. When you partner with us, we'll provide the seed at no cost. Learn more about how sustainable oils camelina could boost profitability on your farm while still protecting your soil and your time at susoils.com. That's susoils.com.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market, as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest has been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract will spend 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com.
Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good Dexon rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780 and 3 quarters. December up a quarter, 799 and a half. September corn up 12 and a quarter, 620 and 3 quarters. March up 10 and 3 quarters. August soybeans up 58 and a half, 1678. November up 34 and a half.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are